David, the draw for the Champions League took place yesterday. We've been drawn against a San Marino team. What's your reaction to the draw?
I think when the draw was made, would have been one of the teams that we were looking for. No disrespect, it was them or possibly the Gibraltar team. We didn't really want to go to Kosovo, Armenia, Estonia would have been difficult. It gives us an opportunity to go through. They'll be given the utmost respect. We've already had a look at them. We've made inquiries to people who we know in European circles who we're friendly with to try and get sort of coverage of some of their games to see not only their players but their formation and the shape and their dangers. So come the game next Wednesday, hopefully we'll have done enough sort of research on them to give us enough, hopefully, preparation to take into the game on Wednesday.
And are you happy with the first leg being at home? Or
no, pleased with the home tie again. It gives us a chance to have a look and see what we're up against. They're a wee bit like ourselves, where their season's over, they're out of season, so they aren't in competitive action. So what we will do is look at the previous footage of them, and obviously, like ourselves, they probably won't know about some of our new signings. Maybe they'll make signings or other people will come and go. So, but all we need to do is try and find out a formation and sort of the way they play and what way they like to play and sort of take it from there. But the players will be prepared. The players are looking forward to it. And a game without putting pressure on the players and everything else, it's certainly a game that I feel we're capable of hopefully winning. If we turn up, we're professional, do it right, and be fit enough to cope with what the San Marino team throw at us.
I mean, the first leg's next week, the second leg's the week after, and it's when you go to the second leg over there, it's a venue that you yourself will know well, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a venue I've played at, and again, when we travel with a Northern Ireland team, we find it difficult to break them down because they're organised, like most teams are in European football. It's certainly not a gimme, and other people outside of the club might think it's a gimme. It's certainly not a gimme, and we'll not be treating it like that. It'll be treated like any other competitive game that we play, tough game that we play. Is it a game that we can win? It certainly is. But we'll need to be switched on to do it right.
And you were happy with the trip to Wales and training this week going well as the build up approaches to next Wednesday's big game?
Yeah, the preparation, the trip to Wales was one that we needed. It gave us an idea of where we're at, fitness wise, the new players coming in, bedding in, having a look at it, see the way we wanted to play, see the way we worked. So it was beneficial all round. We got out of it what we needed. Again, training last night was short and it was sharp, and the players are getting out of the training sessions what they need to be. We will be prepared. I think we will be fitter than what we were last year against Cork, and better prepared than we were against Cork at this stage this year than we were last year. So the players have come back. The players got to take a lot of credit, where last year was difficult with the Euros. A lot of the players were away supporting Northern Ireland, so it took them a wee while to adjust to get back in. But this year we're ready, and we see this as a good opportunity to hopefully put a marker down, not only for our season, but the main thing is to progress into the second round of the Champions League, and hopefully we can do that.
And obviously, with next Wednesday's match, it's all about, it might be the middle of the summer, the weather might be nice, but we want to see a good crowd turn out to support us, to get behind us in our first competitive game as the league champions.
No, I'm sure there will, and I'm sure there'll be obviously a lot of interest in the game, not only from our local supporters, but people, maybe on holidays here coming over. So we might get a few guests. So it's a game that we should relish. It's on our pitch. The pitch will be in good condition. It will be a summer's day, I'm sure. And it's a game that we should look forward to. I can't wait to manage Linfield in the Champions League and hopefully progress.
Goes without saying, David, everybody wishes you all the best in a huge game, Champions League, back at Windsor Park. All the very best on a big night.
Cheers, Andy.